Hello and welcome to episode 36 of the Tent Talks podcast. My name's Joe, I'm a Beaver Scout sexual assistant who's been in scouting my entire life. So let's talk scouting. This is the Tent Talks podcast. Okay, so this month on the podcast we're going to be talking about blind awareness. And we're going to be using a lot of hearing. 20 minutes, half an hour, so however long this lasts. But yeah, so what is blindness? I'm sure some of you know, I'm sure some of you don't know. But blindness is where someone can't see, either fully or partially. Most people who are quote-unquote blind actually can see something, but that's not everyone, that's just the most I'm going to go with. Most can see parts of their view but not fully, so maybe they can't see the peripheral vision, which is seeing what's straight ahead of them, and you can just see left and just see right and just see up, just see down. It varies by everyone. Some people have like blobs, I'm trying to phrase it better than that, but like just quote unquote like random blobs where they can't see. So what are the two ways, do we think, that you could, that a blind or visually impaired person could read? There's a couple of ways. So one of them, you might know, you might have heard of it, you might have seen it, is Braille, which is sort of blobs. Again, I'm using the word blobs in a particular pattern, which represents a letter. So the letter A is just a single blob. The letter B is sort of two blobs in like a colon type shape. If you are blind, you probably know most of this, or you'll know how it feels at least. If you are blind, feel free to get in touch. There's links in the description of the podcast for you to get in touch. Feel free to send us a message on Twitter or X, whatever it's. We're gonna call it Twitter for now. Yeah, and I've put in the description of the podcast also a link to a. So for sighted people, this is a diagrammatical sort of view of like the different letters and what the Braille is for that letter, so you can have a go at writing your name. The other way you can do it is a voice reader. So here is an example of a voice reader.
This is an example of a screen reader. I read directly from the screen and help blind people.
So, as you just heard, it's usually sort of a robotic type voice, or can be a voice actor, if you like. But it reads off a computer screen, phone screen, iPad screen, whatever screen this blind person is using, and reads them what's on the screen. But one thing it does struggle with is photos, which is why you've got, if you've, I'm looking more at leaders here, but if you've ever seen alt text, ALT, you might be wondering what it is. And essentially, you can describe what's in that photo so that if a blind person sees your post, otherwise it's just going to go, photo. What's in that photo? Having a clue. And you make it really inaccessible. So always consider that if you're posting on somewhere like Twitter or X or Instagram as well. And so moving on now from how they read, how do they get around? There's a few ways that they can do this, but obviously they still walk, usually. but how do they not bump into things? And there are two main ways that you can do this. One of them is a guide dog, and one of them is a white cane. And if you didn't know, a white cane with red band actually means that they are blind and deaf. So be aware of that, and they won't even be able to hear you if you say something, or hear your if you're driving, they won't be able to hear your vehicle. So they are very, very vulnerable, if you like, and you've got to watch out to make sure that you don't walk into them or scare them or anything like that. The other way, of course, is a blind dog. Not a dog that's blind. No, hang on. Let's go back. A guide dog for blind people, not a blind dog. A blind dog isn't going to do much help for a blind person. A guide dog helps people navigate areas. I met a trainer of one a few years ago at Cam Jam in Cambridgeshire. This was 2018, I think. About five years ago. That's a very long time ago, but yeah. It was 5 years ago, I think. Assuming it was 2018, but I honestly I can't even remember at this point. because I was 14. Okay, right, anyway, I met a trainer for a guide dog, and they said that they bring it to jamborees to give it the sort of the unfamiliarness, if you like, and keeping it not just keeping it exactly where it is, you know, and in the same areas, you know, let it explore and learn how to learn different environments. And yeah, so what are we at now? I don't know. So I'm just checking time, because yeah. And the last thing really that we've got one thing after this, but the last thing on the badge. So, oh, but by the way, I should have said yes. This is doing the blind sort of section of the Disability Awareness Beaver and Cub badge. Obviously, I've tried to make it match, but obviously check. Because scouts, they love to change badge requirements. So, yeah, that's a bit of a thing that they like to do. So, obviously, check it before you run it with your section. And the last thing really is to say, how do you approach a blind or visually impaired person? How would you do it? Sort of, yeah, have a think to yourself, and then I'll go through how I would do it. Okay, so if you need a little bit longer, feel free to pause. But the way I would do it, so most of the time they don't need help. Most of the time they are fairly self-sufficient. However, if they ask you for help, then you can obviously help them. You know, they can still hear you, so unless of course they're deaf as well. But we've got over how you know that. So if you know their name, just politely say their name, but try not to scare them. So touching them, maybe not the best idea. So just a quiet excuse me. Not excuse me. Excuse me, can you hear me? You know, it should be, excuse me, can you help me, or do you want some help? We'll normally do it. But yeah, and just to finish off, we've got some games that you might be able to run with your section. A couple of games, a couple of activity. So you've got a blind obstacle course. Always good to watch this. Like, watch them do it. You're sighted. Watch them do it blind. So things you can do. So you could have them follow a rope around a course. You can have sort of chairs and sort of have them walk round the chairs and follow a route. If you don't fancy doing it with the rope, you can have a sighted friend be with them. But if you want to be really, if you want to really push them, if that sighted friend is then deaf, so wearing ear defenders, that can make the communication between them quite difficult, which can make them can help them understand what it's like to be both blind and deaf, or blind or deaf. Another way of another activity or game is blind football, which requires a ball with a bell, known as, I'm going to try and pronounce this correctly, a striker 96. It's STRYKER 96. I don't exactly know what that is. Well, I don't know where the names come from. It's a ball with like a bell in it. And just going back to the obstacle course, you can change the route as necessary. Because especially if they're sighted while they're waiting, they'll usually be able to get their head round the route. Just put the blindfold on and just walk round it. Definitely not guilty of that when I was in Scouts. Definitely not. So they used to change the route around, or make sure they can't see it while they're waiting. But yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Tent Talks podcast. Again, my name's Joe. I'm a Beaver Scout section assistant. So thank you for listening. Oh, by the way, if you noticed at the very start and just then, it was a different intro to what I normally go with. You might have noticed, you might not have noticed. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you'll have known that I changed it also a few months back, very briefly. But yeah, I've taken out the West Midlands bit because I've started a new job and I'm not actually in the West Midlands as much. I'm mainly actually in South Wales. I've started a new job down there with a railway company. If you want to follow my kind of personal life, feel free to find me on Twitter at Joe_Dodman, DODMAN. And you'll find my sort of personal life over there. But yeah, until next time, feel free to follow the podcast social media, tentalks.org.uk/Twitter/Facebook or /Instagram. And if you have enjoyed this episode, please do let me know. Until next time, goodbye.